You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. To get this show every day, subscribe wherever you get your podcast. You can also tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets. On today's show, I spoke with a Mets fan that is very passionate about Trevor Bauer. Not only does he think that Trevor Bauer can help the Mets on the mound, but he thinks he will be transformational in the clubhouse, bringing his knowledge of analytics and helping the rest of the pitchers on the staff. So I'm going to play that conversation throughout the show. Also, in the first half of the podcast, I'll give you a little bit of news that has been happening with the Mets. Before we get to any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, follow me on Twitter at FinkelsteinRyan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsMorizeOnline.com. Now, I did a whole podcast, emergency podcast that is, on Robinson Cano's suspension as he tested positive for Stenzanol, performance-enhancing drug. That is his second PED suspension, so he was banned for the entirety of the 2021 season. The Mets still have two more years with Cano after the suspension. If he tests positive again, he will be banned for life. So you can go back to the second show from yesterday if you want more commentary on that. Another thing to note, Mike Chernoff appears to be one of the leading candidates, if not the leading candidate, to be the Mets' new president of baseball operations. This is according to John Paul Morosi of MLB.com. If you recall, you can go back to my podcast from either last week or the week before where I looked at potential executives to join the Mets front office. I tabbed Chernoff as the guy I wanted the most to be the new president for the Mets. This is a guy that is the GM of the Indians, has a lot of experience in baseball, graduate of Harvard. I think he is a great fit, and that might be an option for the Mets where they get a new GM and also trade with the Indians to get Francisco Lindor. So these are all things on the table for the Mets. If anything develops further with that, we will talk about that on tomorrow's show. Now, here is my conversation with Ben Fox, a.k.a. Trevor Bauer aficionado on Twitter. All right, Mets fans. This week, it's all about Trevor Bauer here on Locked On Mets. And I wanted to bring on someone who is all in on Trevor Bauer. And if you go to Ben Fox's Twitter, he is clearly all in. Thank you for joining me today.
Hey, I appreciate it. And I'm obviously not hiding at all. I definitely want Trevor Bauer to sign with the Mets.
Yeah, your name now is Trevor Bauer aficionado. So clearly, this is someone you're interested in. And just to give some background, Ben reached out to me a little while back asking if he can contribute to the show. And this seemed like the perfect time to talk to you. So let me just give me your pitch. Why do you want the Mets to sign Trevor Bauer?
Just to give you some background, as Mets fans, obviously, this is a really exciting time. And it's even all the more exciting for me because last season, as a Mets fan, not even dreaming that we'd be able to get a player like Trevor Bauer, I just happened to fall in love with his personality and his persona on YouTube, his Bauer Outed page. And I just kind of really just dove into that. And he just his like online persona and the way that he handles all this stuff, I really just fully support it. And I might overrate him a little bit, but I truly think that his brain is literally worth $40 million on its own.
Wow. That's saying a lot. And I think, you know, Sandy Alderson was kind of the first, you know, executive that really went all in on Bauer as a personality, where most people look and say, you know, Bauer is this polarizing guy and maybe we shouldn't bring him in because of it. Whereas Alderson's like, look, this is entertainment business, and this guy is going to bring you some eyeballs in New York. So obviously, I think that's something that kind of goes in line with what you're saying, that Trevor Bauer's a real draw here.
Yeah, I've never understood all the negative like conversations about him. I mean, I think he's a little, I understand the logic. I think he's a little bit harsh. He just gives his honest opinion, and that to some people can come off as offensive. And I happen to share a lot of the same personality traits myself. So I see a lot of Trevor Bauer in myself, that he's misunderstood and he just deserves a chance. And I've done my research, and I feel like I know my stuff. I'm a pretty well-knowledge baseball fan, and I just think that this guy is so important that I think that he can even make Marcus Stroman a good or a bad player this season. I think he's that important.
Yeah, and you're painting Bauer as a leader of sorts, and you know what? You look at the Reds this year, and there's a bunch of guys on that staff that had really strong seasons, and he's coming from Cleveland, where they've obviously had great pitching staffs in the past. I don't know. I don't think there's any way for any of us to know how much Bauer has contributed to that other than what he's done on the mound. But clearly that's something that I think the Mets are interested in. And Alderson mentioned that too, saying that he has a lot of knowledge that can be important to the Mets. My question is, how much is too much for Trevor Bauer? Is there a price tag that gets to the point where you say maybe this isn't worth it for the Mets?
Yeah, I mean, you'd be ignorant not to, like, you got to put a number on something, because I think his value is that important, but I don't think I'm the only one that realizes that. Like you said, Stanley Alderson realizes that. So then it comes down to, are we able to replicate what he's doing? In, because his knowledge of baseball just goes way back. He was one of the first people to notice that the Astros were cheating. I don't know if you're aware of this, because I think it's Rapsodo or whatever the camera technology that the Astros were using. He had a camera to do all this stuff that makes him better. So Trevor Bauer will, let's say he likes Jacob DeGrom's slider. He uses these cameras to make his slider as much Jacob DeGrom-like as possible. So I think you're right. Like, I'd be ignorant to think that he's the only person that has the ability to do that. So I think other teams are going to try to replicate what he's done. But I truly think that his brain is that revolutionary that it can't be replicated. So I mean, I guess it's a lot of money, but I would still pay him $40 million a year.
You know, the question then becomes, if you're willing to pay him $40 million a year, and let's say the Mets are, reports kind of vary, but around $55 million under the luxury tax. I mean, that is cutting into most of your budget here. If you were to say sign Bauer and trade for Lindor, that's pretty much all the money you can spend, if not overspending when it comes to luxury tax. I don't think he'll get 40, but I'm guessing he's going to be asking for Gerrit Cole money, which was, you know, 36. And I'm not sure if that's out there for him, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's going to get at least 30. So if it's, let's just say it's $30 million over 5 years, you're signing up for that right now.
Absolutely. And I don't need to tell you twice. You've done more research on the Gerrit Cole thing, and that was more impressed. I agreed with your logic. It sounds like he won't get 35, and he'll more likely get around 30. But I just think that he's worth it. And I think it's great. It's a great sign that Rachel Luba is coming on SNY, his agent. And he's doing his best to be unbiased, but I think it's a little obvious that he likes the Mets and he likes Sandy Alderson. And like on his YouTube channel, he said, I'm going to put my business hat on now. And then he starts raving about the Mets, but he is not a business. He's a baseball player. He has a horse in the fight. So he wants to become a Met. And I agree with you. I think I personally, maybe it's wishful thinking. I hope he's that all in that he would be willing to take maybe a little bit less, like 28 or something like that. I think he's that great of a guy. Maybe I'm overvaluing him, but I hope that he'd be all in and he'd be willing to take like maybe, first of all, I don't think he's going to sign a 1 year deal because he said his entire life, as everyone knows, that you got to better yourself and sign 1 year deals, but he is the definition of an extenuating circumstance in that, like he had the best season of his career and now he's a free agent. Like he would be ignorant to not try to maximize his value now, you know, but we'll see. I think that the Mets are going to make it happen. And I think his value is that impressive that he's going to get in that pitch, in that pitching room or whatever they conversate with the pitching coach and whatnot. And I hope that he's able to get through to Marcus Stroman and convince him that analytics are a big thing, because Marcus Stroman is known for going against the modern day analytics, and he still pitches the way that he used to. And in my opinion, it didn't really work so well as a Met. So I think Trevor Bauer is that important, that if they sign him, Marcus Stroman will have a good year. And if they don't, he'll have a bad year.
That's really interesting to tie those two together, because I think for a lot of us, we saw Stroman sign and it kind of went the other way, where it was like, all right, now you have Marcus Stroman. Why do you need to go all in and get Bauer too? Maybe it makes more sense to kind of build out that pitching depth. Here's my question. If you could, in a vacuum, either sign Trevor Bauer or sign, let's just say it's Charlie Morton, Corey Kluber, and Liam Hendricks. So you're getting two starters and a reliever to build out that pitching depth for the same price tag as one pitcher. Explain to me why Bauer is a better option than those three guys.
Very astute of you to know what my answer is going to be already. I mean, those pitchers are great. Charlie Morton has proven in the playoffs that he can do it. And clearly, Mets fans are one of the most knowledgeable fans in baseball. There was a poll put on SNY last night, and like 80% of the people said they wanted Morton over Odorizzi and Kluber. So Mets fans know their stuff. And Morton's done it, and I think he will continue to do it. But I don't think that he has this off-the-field aspect that Bauer does. And I haven't even mentioned his whole YouTube. I mean, I mentioned it, but that will be amplified in New York, if anything. Like, he'll get more eyes on it. And I guess what some people are worried about is that might not be a great guy, and that will be amplified. But I've done my research. I think he's a great guy, and I think that he's going to shine in New York.
I think you make a great case for it. And I think if the Mets are trying to have the best possible starting rotation in 2021, look, there's no argument that can be made that any pitcher other than Trevor Bauer is going to have a bigger impact on this rotation. It's that simple. I think if you look at the numbers and everything else, what it comes down to now is, you know, what are his other suitors? Is there anyone else that's going to blow the Mets away? I mean, are the Angels going to step up and give him Gerrit Cole money or something crazy? I don't know. I don't know what else is out there, but I do think it's obvious the fit is there. The question just is, can these sides agree to terms? But clearly, if there's someone who's all in on this, it's you.
Oh, yeah. And you raised a great point that I hadn't really considered the luxury tax too much, of how that's going to like prevent the Mets from signing other players. And as you can tell, I'm not exactly extremely high on Stroman. I'm open to him being great. He had a short stint as a Met, and his pitching style relies on infield defense, which the Mets are not great at, which they've gotten better, but hopefully Lindor would help. I think that he's that good, and or Bauer's that good, and I would just love for him to be a part of the New York Mets.
Well, I think a lot of Mets fans are on the same page. I think, you know, at one point everyone was looking at JT Realmuto as the guy everyone wanted, and pretty quickly it seems like that's turned to Trevor Bauer. So thank you for coming on and kind of voicing that opinion of Mets fans. Where can people follow you on Twitter and see some of your opinions on this stuff?
My Twitter is BenFox232. I have a couple, but I appreciate that plug. I'm going to try to be a little more unbiased now. I understand that making your Twitter handle Trevor Bauer Aficionado is going to kind of limit your lane, but I was so in on this guy that I wanted it. So once I hopefully they get him, I'll try to change my name to something a little more middle ground, and hopefully I'll be able to contribute to the Mets community.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks again for coming on, and hopefully for your case and for a lot of Mets fans, the Trevor Bauer Aficionado account will be welcoming in Trevor Bauer at some point in the coming months.
Sounds good to me, Ryan.
All right. That'll be all for today's edition of Locked On Mets. For tomorrow's show, I will give you my final conclusion on Trevor Bauer. If you go throughout the podcast this week, on Tuesday's show, I explored the market of other pitchers that might interest the Mets. On Wednesday, you got my deep dive into the advanced metrics on Trevor Bauer and why he won the Cy Young. Today, you heard from a huge Trevor Bauer fan who really wants to see him on the Mets. And I will conclude this series with my final decision on what I'd like to see the Mets do with this top free agent starting pitcher. Also, if there is any other breaking news with the Mets when it comes to the front office or some more fallout from Robinson Cano, we will cover that tomorrow as well. As always, thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. You can also tell your smart device to play Podcast Locked on Mets.